Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, glad to have you listening on a Tuesday. We're going to talk some Falcons. We are also going to get into who's staying and who is going, because the college football scene is getting very, very interesting. DJ Durkin is staying at Auburn as the DC. That news just breaking. And then, Mike, we were just talking about BYU's coach. You brought this up earlier in the show that he was a potential candidate for the Penn State job. And word is now that he is not going to Penn State, which, again, you've got one of the biggest programs. Kalani Sitake is going to stay at BYU as the head coach despite strong interest from Penn State. That is what's being reported now. Penn State's like odd man out.
Yeah, and the stuff that Todd McShay was talking about in that Bill Simmons podcast I mentioned in Guy Talk, just real quick, Bob Chesney, who's had two great seasons for JMU, taking over for Cignetti up at Harrisonburg, Virginia. I mean, a logical fit would just slide up 81 to go to Penn State.
For sure.
Take that gig. He goes to UCLA. I mean, so a lot of folks are feeling that, yes, the puppet master, Jimmy Sexton, is at play, kind of doing a number on Penn State since Franklin got and the fashion he got.
All right, we're going to talk about the CFP rankings that are going to get revealed tonight.
And Charlie Weiss, we'll talk about that. Big
absolutely.
Story. The OC is going to be allowed to OC for Ole Miss, as far as they can go in this playoff, yeah, from Lane Kiffin and LSU.
Well, Lane says that he is allowing this because he was on the plane with Lane. He's on the plane to go to LSU with Lane.
You're either with me or you're against me. And the defensive staff, for the most part, stayed, and the offensive people went.
All right. There's a lot of movement there in college football. On top of that, we're getting ready for Georgia, Alabama, and what Connor Riley said to us. Stay tuned for that in regards to maybe the biggest injury that may play a role in the Georgia matchup. Meanwhile, today's been interesting. We've had a variety of comments from people, whether it's been on social or just, you know, people hitting us up on the text line at 404-726-0929. As we've discussed where you're at as far as disappointment with this Falcon football team. And a lot of people said, Mike and I, you know, we overjudged this. If we were the only ones around the country to say, hey, this is an 8 or 9 win football team, which we truly believed it was. And I still think it could have been, Mike.
Yeah, and we said 10 because we always felt 10 was either win the division or be the last wild card,
yeah,
in the NFC.
And, you know, so we've discussed this again. We had a discussion with Tim G, 1981, off YouTube, who watched our pre-show today, saying that, you know what, we knew this wasn't a playoff team. I didn't know that. I felt like it was. Then we had a discussion where a guy called out Mike saying, hey, just because you're a season ticket holder doesn't mean you get a one-on-one meeting with Arthur Blank.
No, but Arthur Blank has been pretty good about being out there, and he's nowhere to be seen. It's like, you know, where is Arthur? Fans want to hear. I know guys I sit with want to hear. And as we said, you know, you can be a fan without having season tickets, but when you make the commitment that I and, you know, 70,000 other folks do, you expect, you know, to know what the hell's going on with your football team.
You do. Is Raheem Morris's faith in Marquise Williams, Mike, misplaced?
Yes, it is. Marquise was inherited from the Arthur Smith staff and, you know, did a pretty good job, I presume. And I know that, as Dave Archer brought up, you know, individual players making mistakes. Well, you still put that on the position coach. You are in charge of the – what did Harry Truman say? The buck stops here. That's your – special teams has been a continuous problem all season long. Mm. The coach himself said it was awful. And it was awful against the Colts. It cost us the game. They flipped the field, right, to get that game to overtime. We talked about what has happened with the field goal kicking. Now, you want to blame that on Fontenot for not getting rid of Koo sooner? But special teams has continued to struggle, and it cost you 10 points in the game last week.
Yeah, I think when we start talking about these resets, and everybody, you know, has been using that word as of late for us, oh, we need to reset. All I will say to you guys is, even if you do, you still have to get two things right. The two most important things, the coach and the quarterback. And right now, there are questions as to whether we have gotten that right. When you look around at these resets or these turnarounds, it doesn't take long. Why is New England 11-2? Do you guys realize, and I pointed this out weeks ago, when Vrabel takes this team over, guys, there's 8 new starters on offense, 9 on defense. This is not guys that have been there. These were all new people because he came in and went, nope, 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 yep, yep, need him, and changed everything. The Drake May thing, they drafted him. He had a up-and-down rookie season. But, Mike, we realize now he got the right guy because the coach has put the process in place for everything else to fall in.
Look, it's a 4-win team last year. They're outscored by 200-some-odd points. I mean, it's a bad football team. You know, again, you get Josh McDaniels in there. He knows what he's doing. But you've got a culture. There's a philosophy and an attitude. They were knocking the snot out of the Giants last night.
Physically.
I mean, one thing you can coach up, we always talk about what's your playing personality. New England's got it in spades. What the hell are we? Are we a finesse team? Are we a power team? Do we run the football? What are we? I don't know what we are.
You're entitled.
The Broncos were, okay, quick example. When you talk about, hey, we're resetting, we're in cap hell after cutting a big check to say bye-bye Russell. They still went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix. And now, Mike, he may even be better, and they're 10-2. Coach, quarterback. I'm just simply telling you guys, as we talk about this, right now there are doubts in my mind about both. And unfortunately, Mike, I would have said at the beginning of the season that the Penix thing wouldn't have been a doubt. If he played the entire season, I obviously would be feeling better. But now where we're at with that, that is a question mark to me. And we already know that the coach is a question mark because of things that have played out this season. Ben Johnson takes the Bears' job. The Bears are the top team in the NFC.
That's coaching. That's turning things around. Remember, we talked about how lost. Everyone talked about Caleb Williams might be a bust after year one. You know, get the right guy in there in the job. And that's what we've talked about. Look, guys have to perform. I understand. Individuals, we've talked about the mistakes. Missed assignments. You know, whether it was running the wrong route, not hearing the audible, quarterback struggling with his footwork. At the end of the day, guys, if you were going to say, well, it's always on the players, then coaches would never get fired in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a culture issue. I think there's a lack of accountability. I think the message has gone stale. I mean, Lord knows, we hear the same thing each week. We'll talk to Coach tomorrow. We'll ask Raheem Morris. His own words, he said special teams is awful. What have you done to fix it? It's 14. We're at week 14, they haven't fixed it.
But, Mike, if they're awful and you feel like that's awful, you fix it by firing people. I'm sorry. That's just what this is. I asked you the other day. Maybe it was yesterday. I said, has Agnew been cut? You blew the game. You're going to say you can't blame it on him. How? That's all you do in practice every day. Boom. Catch it. Boom. Catch it. Boom. That's all you do.
You benched Kadarrell Hodge because he missed assignments last week, and the next man up was terrible. So, I mean, like, I do like, on one hand, some accountability with your team, but is this as good as it gets? Then we get into the general manager and the guys in the personnel department. There's nobody else from the practice squad.
Yeah, but I
don't even know. I mean, you can't get anyone to play special teams?
Well, yes.
That's how guys make careers in the NFL, by hanging on because they're good special teams
but
players.
But, Mike, with these teams that are having these turnaround seasons, nobody's talking about the GM. They're talking about the coaching on the field and the quarterback play. That is the difference in all of this. That is where we're at. The Rams are 9-3. Hell, Sean McVay 4 years ago, said, I'm going to trade for this guy. And look what happened. They already won a Super Bowl, and this guy may be the MVP of the season. 404-726-0929. I'm simply saying, as we talk about all these elements and the frustration of where we're at as a fan base, do not say that we were misguided by thinking that this was a playoff team. This was a playoff team.
Right.
And we blew it because we don't have the two elements in place. And when they were, as much as I think Michael Penix has a lot of upside, Mike, there were too many ups and downs as the season was going in the balance.
But this goes back to the whole dynamic of the Kirk Cousins thinking, you know, do you have the right – did you need a more veteran, polished offensive coordinator? I'm not saying Zach doesn't have good ideas. I just don't think the sequence is ever right. I mean, I just think there's two. We've got Bijan and Algier. Run them into the freaking ground, okay? And I get it. They're gonna try to stop and make Penix beat you. Sometimes, why does plays take so long to develop? Where are the quick hits? I mean, I will never understand the play calling. I don't think he's the right coach to work with a young quarterback. And I think when he was hired, the anticipation was he'd be working with a veteran quarterback for 2 or 3 years.
No, it was. But I have to ask you this. Now that we know Michael is hurt, we're talking about Michael Penix, and we wish him nothing but the best. I hope he's back and 110% back and everything. How much of that falls on his shoulders? Because I watch this offense, and, you know, we just had Dave Archer on, and Arch says, look, I think Cousins has been good these last few weeks. He's hitting guys. These guys aren't making plays. If he's playing better, you would think that the offense would look better. It hasn't.
Well, that goes back to, I mean, I do think the general manager gets a piece of the share of the pie because you go and you picked up Darnell Mooney because Cousins said so. Darnell Mooney's been the same inconsistent player he was in Chicago. You give this guy $37 million guaranteed. He's not stepped into the void since, again, Drake London's been hurt. And he's been hurt. He hasn't been the same guy. Kyle Pitts can't catch contested balls. He had, by Kyle Pitts standards, a great day against the Jets.
Yeah.
Until I needed him to make the catch. You have a good feeling about David Sills. He catches a touchdown. And then he goes alligator arms a catch he's got to make. The receiving core is weak. And that's to me, that's on the personnel department.
Mike Morris, Byron Murphy, Leonard Williams, DeMarcus Lawrence. Those are names you will know by Sunday. Because if we don't block them, it's going to be a long Sunday afternoon. Against Seattle. Their defense is legit. Maybe the best team we've seen. And that goes for Buffalo as well. Even with a guy like Sam Darnold at quarterback. And here's what the deal is with them. Kenneth Walker and Jackson Smith and Jigba, by the way, who may be the best receiver this year, has covered up some of those warts by Sam Darnold because, Mike, they made so many good plays and then the defense is so stout. I'm telling you right now, I'm going into this game Sunday and I know you're going, duh, Dukes. We got to play a damn near perfect game to beat these guys.
Well, the thing is, at some point, people feel that Sam Darnold is going to do what he did at the end of last season, and that is he's going to start to cough it up. Like he did when the season was on the line for the number one seed for Minnesota.
Yep.
He did that against Detroit. It was horrible in that Rams game. See, we've got the kind of guys, if we're on point with these fire breathers, with Jalen Walker, with Pierce, if Leonard Floyd can continue, we've got some guys that can maybe put some heat on this man, get him to cough it up. It's a road game in the NFL. We should have a bit of an edge. But who knows? Who's going to show up and do their effing job for four quarters? And then with the worst part of this conversation?
What's that?
And we'll talk about this later in the week. I know you're going to be on vacay, but
yeah, you deal with these people.
I hate the fact that people are already blowing this thing up like it's a fire sale. Well, we can't bring Drake back. We can't bring... What are you, freaking high? Two of the best players in the league? You're not going to pick up their fifth-year option and trade them? It's what you build around. I can't accept that. And that's what people are already saying. New GM's going to come in and fire sale this thing.
Yeah. Well, look, I called them idiots already earlier in the process of saying this is something you don't do. You don't trade guys in their prime when they're special. Drake and Bijan are special. I don't give a damn what you say. Everybody else we can evaluate, I'm just telling you.
Hey.
But I also think Jalen and James Pierce Jr., Mike, we're on to something.
Yes, it's good. The first round pick sucks, but hey, this guy's showing up. He may finish the season with 7 or 8 sacks, and that's all you can ask for as a rookie.
CFP rankings revealed tonight, and the coaching carousel. We'll get you caught up on the latest next. Got a statement.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was reading to Mike. He is going to coach Ole Miss, or at least the offense. And he put out a statement thanking LSU. I'm grateful to LSU for allowing me the opportunity to finish the season with Ole Miss. Coach Kiffin and the LSU administration have been nothing but supportive. I'm excited about the playoff run. So, look, here's the deal. As the rankings come out tonight, and we're going to talk more about this. I got a couple of calls we want to get to as well. 404-726-0929, a couple of Falcon phone calls. This may give LSU, or Ole Miss, should I say, Mike, the opportunity that everybody feels like Lane may be taking away. The majority of the defensive staff stayed. Now you're getting this part of it back, and that comfort level with the quarterback and the offense. You know what? Maybe they still have a shot to achieve the ultimate goal. I don't know. Right. This is why I love the playoff. I don't know what's going to happen, but this idea like Kiffin's there and he's not and now they're done – I think they got a little bit more hope than unless the players have checked out, which we don't know.
Right. Now, again, in the most recent one, we're going to see, Ole Miss, as you mentioned, was 7, Oklahoma's 8, Oregon 6, Texas Tech, I should say, they love that team, poised at 5. We know that A&M is going to fall out of the top 5, but it is interesting.
They should be out altogether.
Please, sir. Your pro-Texas jingoism card's got to stop.
I'm sorry.
But as far as the Ole Miss guys, you know the precedent. You know, in 2023, they said Jordan Travis less Florida State is not compelling. They can grind out a win against Florida and beat Louisville in the ACC championship. And even though by all rights you're top 4, you're not.
No.
So they'll say a TV show without Lane Kiffin maybe isn't the same. But you're right. I would think with Weiss calling the shots and commit. That's like, where are the players' heads? That's where it's at.
No,
and we all know
what
happened. And by the way, the decision that they made destroyed Florida State's program. If you go back and look at where it's at now.
Yeah, because if they allow them to play, they keep probably that recruiting class in place. They build on it. There's so much there. Yeah. Let's talk to Lewis in Covington. I think he wants to talk about the Falcons. Lewis, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey there. I appreciate that. Listen, I have been a long-time listener, first-time caller. And the other day I was trying to call and just couldn't get through it. And so I was listening to y'all today, and I'm really frustrated. But what I'm frustrated about is a lot more than just the players playing. I'm kind of frustrated in what I've been hearing from a lot of people that call in and saying, get rid of the coach and all of that. And I have a question I just want to ask. Now, I've coached basketball teams, and I started thinking, I said, on my coaching those games that we have lost a game, how many times did I miss a free throw? How many times did I go out there and do something stupid and make a bad foul on somebody that cost us a game? And so I got this thinking, okay, how many coaches, the games that we know that the Falcons definitely possibly should have won, how many times did the coach get a penalty call on him? How many times did the coach miss a field goal? How many times did the coach not catch the ball? Or
how many times did the coach call a dumb timeout? How many times did they have too many men on the field?
Okay,
not enough men on the field. How many times does the coach decide to rush 5 guys and then rush 4 guys and the Colts go down the field and win again?
Let me ask you, are you saying that there's too much blame on Raheem Morris? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I said, no. There are parts when the coach should be blamed, but I look at the games that I've looked at that we have lost that we should have won with games that because the players made stupid mistakes.
Right. But the, now, but the coach, I'm sorry, real quick, at the end of the day, when your team malfunctions or something go right, it's still going to be on your shoulders. The buck stops with the coach. I mean, that's in time and memorial, fair or unfair.
I understand that. But if I go to practice and we worked on that in practice, and that day, just like that player, he tried to catch a ball knowing that he should not have called it. Mm-hmm. So we blame the coaching on that and what they're doing. That team ended up getting the touchdown. So that one touchdown right there is the difference in the game being won or lost.
It is.
And I understand that buck stops with the coach. But we keep blaming the coaches for every time the team lose a game, which is unheard of.
But here's the thing. If you're a coach, you got a problem with a player. You got a player who can't rebound. You keep him on the floor. We've had bad special teams all season long. They've done nothing to fix that. That's coaching, boss.
We can't say they haven't done anything to fix it because in practice, that's when they fix it. And yet they don't expect the player to get out there and do the same thing that they just went over with.
It's interesting that are you mad, Mike? It's interesting
I get it. He's a coach, and maybe he's too close to the coaching profession. But it's just the NFL. Raheem is also not, he's not doing this for free. And blanks and giggles is a volunteer either.
No, there's a lot at stake here. Pride, reputation, and obviously the salary you make, which says there has to be a certain responsibility that comes with winning and losing. Look, the cause and effect is pretty simple. The better coach teams, and I understand what you're saying. See, you can lose a game like we lost Sunday if you win the ones you're supposed to win. The problem is we haven't won the ones we're supposed to win, and we've lost them in similar fashion, which makes you wonder why the attention to detail is not there. You're telling me we work on this at practice. Okay, we do. Guess what? Guys make mistakes at practice. This is why you correct them. And then if you can't get it corrected, you put somebody else in their place. And then if that guy can't correct it, then you start moving other pieces and you let guys go. There has to be accountability in this process of we're either going to get it right or somebody's losing their job. That is the problem we feel, at least on this show, that if there hasn't been enough of that. And then when you fire a coach earlier in the season, it makes you wonder and scratch your head. And then we ask coach, we didn't, but the rest of the media did, and we'll ask him tomorrow. Why do you feel like there shouldn't be a change with the special teams? If you feel like it's hurting your football team. So as our last caller, I understand what you're saying, but there is a cause and effect to this. And I also believe like when you look at the better teams around the NFL, but let's pick any sport. There's a reason why they are the better teams. All these teams, believe it or not, are very close when you talk about right. The talent level in the NFL.
The margin of error.
The league is built for parity. It is not built for dynasties. So the level of talent, guys, if I took you to a team and you didn't know it was the Chiefs, and I just showed you a random team in blue, and I took you to the Cowboys, and I said, this team's in green, and you didn't know what that team was, I'm telling you, the talent level is right here. The difference in this league is execution, coaching, and mistake-free football.
Now, again, I think the right coach can maximize the talent we do have on this roster. This team, Raheem did enough to have it at 6-3. And then, let's be honest, circumstances overtook us. They were too slow on the draw to get Cousins out of there. They either didn't have panics prepared or whatever. That's the thing. Why couldn't you have fixed it? And we let that season slip. That's to me. It's not just about this season. It's about two seasons.
But Mike, if
two seasons of bodies work. And I'm sorry, the days of having 4 years to get your thing going.
No.
Look, in hindsight, we were just talking off the air. Everybody was done with Arthur Smith. I don't know if it might have been better to keep him around now, having the hindsight, or perhaps he was building to something. I don't know. I mean, damn, Arthur Blank did the press conference, made it sound like the guy was the greatest coach. It was like, why are you firing him?
You liked him.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Mike, did it sound like, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling. You said you're a first-time caller. Don't be a stranger. We can agree to disagree on this. You have your feelings about it. But we cannot make Raheem Morris out to be a scapegoat. He is responsible for the production of this football team. That is it. And when you go around the league and I start naming head coaches, all right, from Super Bowl winners to the guys who haven't won a damn thing, they're all responsible for the production of their football team. We cannot sit here and make him out to be like, well, they practiced it, and he's saying this, but they're not performing it, and therefore he's not responsible. No, you're responsible for your kids' behavior. When they're small and little, when they become adults, they're responsible for their own damn behavior. You've got to hold somebody accountable. And I cannot sit here and say, well, you know, Raheem's coaching them up and he's doing all these things, but yet they're making these mistakes. They're still making the mistakes.
I mean, look, you hired a coach with a losing record, and now he's got a bigger losing record. I mean, it goes back to the whole process. And I'm with you. My feelings about that, you look at what Vrabel's doing. You look at even down in Jacksonville, basically the same roster with Liam Cohen's doing. I mean, you're seeing guys having results. We talked about Ben Johnson. Eberflus didn't know his butt from an offensive playbook. He's a good defensive coordinator.
The Dave Canales thing to me, Mike, is the biggest, like, right. What the hey?
I mean, it's one thing to beat us, and now you just, I mean, you watch this, beat the Rams, a team which people pencil into the Super Bowl right now. That's coaching, changing the culture. So I think we're just spinning our wheels right now. And the thing is, do we continue to delude ourselves that it's going to get better? What could you possibly see on this team to think something's going to change and be better next year if you keep the status quo?
Panthers, by the way, have won 5 of their last, what, 8? They've won, yeah, going back to that Dolphins win. And it's not just, Mike, they went on the road and beat the Packers. Like, everybody's talking about the Packers being a Super Bowl champion caliber team. You start looking at these wins and you go, that's impressive.
Hey, man, we've got on such a heater today. Got a lot of passion from the text line. Can't read all the text. Great phone calls. We forgot to give away the Guns N' Roses tickets last hour.
Well, let's do it.
I apologize. That's on me. Hey, man, you're going to be the caller number 8, the Ocho. Caller 8. Talk to Day-Day. 404-726-0929. That's 404-726-0929. Guns N' Roses coming to Truist Park September 19th, a Saturday night, baby. Truist Park tickets go on sale December 5th at Ticketmaster.com. But caller number 8, you're going to go see GNR on Dukes and Bell.
Coming up next, the phone call I got this morning, and I had no idea what she was talking about until I did. It's Dukes and Bell. Baby plan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A role here?
Well, there's, for what it's worth, it was Todd McShay's take, and it was on Bill Simmons' podcast. But he was talking about, you know, you look at where some of these coaches are going. Bob Chesney, for instance, going to UCLA. Mm. More logical fit and a better job is Penn State if you're going to go to the Big Ten. And Chesney, of course, has picked up where Cignetti left off with James Madison. I mean, he's kind of coaching in that Mid-Atlantic, Northern Virginia region. It just seems like, okay, Sataki, by the way, they said the big boosters at BYU were going to keep him in place. With all due respect to Sataki, I don't even think that's lexicon of what Penn State should be looking for. Now, if Josh Heupel is staying at Tennessee, who are you bringing in there to coach?
And Heupel put out a statement saying, I'm not interested in the job. Again, we will see, because it's hard for me to buy into this right now and say, that job, you're telling me you're not interested in Penn State? Okay. Whatever. I got to wait to see.
I mean, this isn't Penn State after the Sandusky Joe Paterno when Bill O'Brien had to come in there and basically do the best he could to turn it around. I mean, this is a program that has done everything but win the Natty because Franklin has recruited well. He just hasn't coached well in the big moments.
All right. So what else is going on? The rankings tonight. What are you most interested in seeing what the committee does?
How are they going to screw Ole Miss? Okay. Because Ole Miss, remember, guys, this is not about fair. This is not about competition. This is about a TV show. What they think is going to provide the best TV shows when it becomes nut-cutting time. And, again, Ole Miss is not going to play again until they're in this playoff because they're not in the SEC championship. So is that – do you value them more now that Charlie Weiss has been announced, was allowed to come back and coach the offense? Golding's going to be your head coach, the defense coordinator, great recruiter. But getting back to the College Football Playoff Committee, is that good enough to keep them in the playoff? Whereas Florida State losing a star quarterback was certainly not the same hot commodity. That's why they dropped him out of that Final Four.
Remember?
So the precedent is, regardless of what's right or where you're ranked and who you beat, if you don't have the same moving parts when it's playoff time, you may not get in.
Well, the interesting thing is all these two-loss teams, right? That's going to be what's going to be interesting about all of this. And to see, I want to see where Notre Dame is. I want to see where Miami is because it's going to give us a sense. Remember, Miami's not playing in their conference championship. You need some help to kind of get in. Those two loss teams are the ones that I'm really interested in who are not participating in their college football, you know, conference playoff or their conference championship games. But, Mike, we know this won't be set until next week. And we said this for Georgia fans who missed it this morning on our pre-show. Georgia can lose this Alabama game. They don't want to, but they're still going to be fine. If you beat Alabama, Mike, you have just knocked them out of the college football playoff because now you're talking about a three-loss Alabama team. And we do not believe if you're going to put a three-loss team in, and this is not me being biased, that three-loss team is going to be Texas. They played five top 10 teams this season, and they went 3-2. If you're going to put a three-loss team in, then you have that argument. So that is why I don't think the committee wants to do that. It will be two loss teams, but not three loss.
I mean, Miami's going to be sitting there, you know, twiddling their thumbs. I don't know how they're going to approach Miami. The ACC did them no favors with their convoluted way of figuring out the tiebreakers. I mean, this Duke thing, with all due respect to Duke and Virginia, who the hell's watching that? You know, let alone the outcome. You know, Virginia, great story. Maybe they get a shot. But, you know, Miami, that to me, where are they going to go? We've talked about, you know, Vanderbilt say, hey, we only got two losses. You know, Vanderbilt could say that.
That's right.
So, but we will see. Georgia, they've got to snap this Alabama thing. You know, the 0-4 against Bama in the SEC championships, 1-7, you guys know for Kirby. The story we talked about with Connor Riley, it is such a tough situation when you've got to go up against a really rugged defense. We talked about Tim Keenan, what he brings as far as a nose tackle, and it's going to be the backup, Malachi Tolliver. You saw whether that was by design or just Bobo was going to keep it vanilla against Tech. I mean, all of a sudden now, using your pieces in the passing game, if you can't protect your quarterback, I mean, this could be really difficult. Connor doesn't like Georgia to win. And another thing, if you're Bobo, you got to get your playmakers involved. We talked about it. You've got to get Branch more than five touches.
I agree. It's going to be very interesting on
Saturday.
But how
do you get those touches if you can't protect Gunnar Stockton?
Well, that's the thing. You got to get it out of there quick. And real quick, Big Ten, they're in a good spot. Ohio State and Indiana are both undefeated. Somebody's going to lose their conference championship game, but they're still going to be highly ranked. And I would be doubtful that both of those teams drop that far. But here's the thing. You keep talking about Texas Tech. If one of these teams lose, and somebody's going to lose in that game, obviously, but Georgia, Alabama, then you start talking about, you know, the other matchups. Texas Tech is sitting there in a perfect spot, Mike, to move in and potentially be a top four team and get a bye.
They'd have two wins over a top. I mean, they're playing BYU twice.
Right.
And now BYU is ranked 11th. They were ranked 7th when they beat them.
They got to beat them again.
They lost to an unranked Arizona State, and they beat a 16th ranked Utah. But because Oregon beat, getting back to Indiana, you know, Indiana beat Oregon head to head. So they will not be slipping past Oregon if they lose to Ohio State. Only thing would happen is if like, you know, Ohio State boat races them. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. All right, we got to play something fun for you because this happened on Andy and Randy today. They were doing a great job over at Choa interviewing the kids and talking to them, but they also had a chance to get a couple of Falcons on their show. At this particular moment, it was Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter. There was a young man, his name's Davion, who stopped by Andy and Randy, and they allowed him to join the conversation and ask a couple of questions. And this is how it went. Yeah. So that was Davion.
Davion is ready to be a member of the media.
Dude, so that was question number one. And the kid's like, I don't care. But
he's as passionate as we are.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But he wasn't done, Mike. He was not done.
Damn.
He's ruthless.
And who, kid is ruthless. Who are the players that had to ask this?
Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter.
Nathan Carter, Lenny Craig.
Poor
yes.
Nathan Carter. Lenny Craig's a backup kicker, but okay. No. Oh, man, I love it, though. Young man has some questions. He wanted some answers.
Now, why y'all fall off so bad? And he was like, excuse me? What do you mean? Are you talking about football?
Well, the five-game. You know, the five-game losing streak, and then you're not clutch. You can't close games.
Don't you want to ask me about my favorite food or my favorite song or my favorite TikTok dance?
We'll get to that later. Why aren't you maximizing Bijan and Drake?
Why?
How about my favorite color? My favorite color is red.
That's what you thought he was going to ask, right? What do you guys eat before the game? No. Why y'all fall off so bad? Great stuff with Andy and Randy. And those interviews, by the way, online at Odyssey.com if you want to go check them out. But that got us to chuckle. Mike Conti came in, and we were all laughing about it because – because it's Mike, that's kids. That's kids.
From the mouth of babes, as they say. That's absolute gold.
All right, man.
I think we're going to, you know, we may see this young man in the media room in 15 years or less.
I'd love to bring him up tomorrow.
I was going
to
say, you know, we can lead off with Rod tomorrow.
Wouldn't that be great?
Matter of fact, play that. Can that young man work with Squid Billy tomorrow, filling in for Carl? Is that doable?
Who is this kid?
Davion and Squid has a nice ring to it.
Squid's not going to yell at a kid, though, huh?
I'll go hit some golf balls or work for the morning show, and you'll be in Europe.
This is so true. You deal with these people. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way. We got Kryptonite Turtles on the show, man. He's got a full ride. Seriously, I am going to be out for a week or so, and so you guys aren't tripping. No, I haven't been fired yet, but I will be out. Keep me updated on this Falcon situation, Mike, because, again, it would be this is how this works, and I'm being serious. Usually when I go away and take time, something major happens, and Mike ends up texting or calling me, you believe this? Last time it was a guy named Deshaun Watson in which we got involved with.
That was St. Patrick's Day weekend. I remember
seriously.
That, yeah.
So it just never fails, but I hope that's not the case. I hope we win while I'm out and everything goes great. Go Dogs. I hope that's going to play out. But tomorrow up at Flowery Branch, it should be interesting with Raw. All right, man, we got to clear our throat. Hey, you might have to add that too. You might have to add that in there.
I just thought of it. It reminds me of the kid in Airplane. My father says you're really good, but you don't try hard unless it's the playoffs.
Kareem.
When he was talking to Kareem. Kareem. I'm out there busting my buns every night.
What do you know, kid? Thanks to our buddy Mike Lutzenkirchen for stopping by. Lutzy 43 is the foundation. It's Giving Tuesday, guys. Great stuff with him. If you missed that interview, again, online at odyssey.com. Connor Riley breaking down the Dogs for us. And also our guys, the Water Boys, B. Rich, Trey, thanks for stopping by today. And we talked with Dave Archer as well. Listen, Arch says the special teams has been an issue. I think everybody knows it.
Hey, the coach, his own coach. The first question I'm going to ask Raheem tomorrow, you said your special teams are awful. Why haven't you fixed it? It's week 14.
Why'd you fall off so much? Hey, Big O, great job. Day-Day, executive producing. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man, they may have already had this in the works when Alex Golish decides to move up from USF to Auburn to keep DJ Durkin, but it's a good fit. DJ Durkin, the players like him, did a nice job. Almost beat Bama, right, Carl?
Yeah.
But Golish apparently winning over hearts and minds already in Auburn. I love seeing some of his pregame stuff, and after the game that ESPN had him in the locker room when they beat Florida, I think maybe, just maybe, they finally steadied the ship at Auburn to go out there and out recruit Alabama.
You know what I did know, and maybe I should have? Do you guys know who the quarterback's coach is at Ole Miss? Who am I? I'm Joe Judge.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Joe Judge is the quarterback's coach at Ole Miss. Now, he stayed. And they put out this big thing about the coaches that have stayed now, including, obviously, Charlie Weiss to come back and help with the offense. But I was shocked, Mike. One of the funniest press conferences we ever have heard or witnessed was Joe Judge when he was introduced as the New York Football Giants head coach. And he comes in and his bravado, you want to know who I am? I'm Joe Judge. And this is what I'm about. Well, he resurfaced. I had no idea he was in college football. Remember, he went to New England,
right?
And they attempted to make him the OC when Belichick was there.
I know you've never done this before, but we think you can do it.
Oh, my goodness. It just shows you, man. These guys resurface. Mm. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you had Younghoe Koo in fantasy football last night.
It's cold. Huh!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.